Classes are barely underway at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, and administrators have already observed some interesting statistics. For example, the diversity of this year's freshman class has increased more than 24% in the last 3 years, and more than 26% of the class is a first-generation college student. One of the most impressive numbers is the number of undergraduate students enrolled at the U of A.
As of this morning, we can confirm that we now have 24,595 students enrolled at the University of Arkansas, easily surpassing last year's record. You know me, I like to round up, so I think 24,595, we can almost call that 24,600.
Late yesterday morning, Chancellor G. David Gerhart spoke to a small crowd gathered inside Davis Hall on the University of Arkansas campus about this year's enrollment figures. He said the numbers were a result of several factors, including aggressive recruitment and outreach throughout the state, as well as student support through the lottery scholarships. For the first time, the undergraduate enrollment has exceeded 20,000. That was the total enrollment in 2010.
I really think what it says is that we are the institution of first choice. We have a great product here at the university. We have extraordinary faculty. We have the best physical plant in the state. A lot of great things are happening at the U of A, and that word is getting out. People are staying here. They're coming to the University of Arkansas that might go out of state to other institutions. We're able to keep them here because of the quality of our program. And we feel it. We feel that we're becoming the institution of first choice. The numbers, I think, speak for themselves. And it is a great place to get a quality education.
Undergraduate enrollment has increased nearly 37% since 2007. Of the first-time, full-time new freshmen at the U of A, 25% are using Pell Grants, which are need-based grants available to students from low-income families. Gerhart said they are working hard to be able to provide appropriate space for the campus's growing needs. By next summer, Gerhart said they will have greatly expanded, renovated, and upgraded much of the campus lab, classroom, and residential space. He added that the U of A has a goal to be a top 50 public research university by 2021, the year of the school's sesquicentennial. Also looking forward, Gerhart said enrollment growth is likely to continue until they reach a number that he feels is the right size for the university.
We would actually like to take our numbers to 28,000. It'll take us a few more years to get there. We'll have to have a concomitant increase in faculty, which we've been doing. We've added about 50 tenure-track faculty to our roles, another 100 non-tenure-track faculty. So we've added about 150 faculty over the last 2 or 3 years, and that's very significant. There aren't many institutions in the nation that are doing that. We're also adding to our physical plant, renovating buildings. We're going to the Board of Trustees for a new academic building this coming September, asking that they approve a rather sizable classroom laboratory building. We will need that if we go to 28,000, but we think 28,000 is the right size for us. We think we can handle 28,000, and frankly, we want to do all we can to educate more Arkansans, to educate more citizens, and to have more people in the state with baccalaureate degrees.
Once the university reaches this number, steps will have to be taken to maintain an enrollment level that the university can manage.
Probably what we'll have to do is we'll have to limit out-of-state students, and maybe raise the standards there a bit in terms of our out-of-state scholarship support that we give. What we have said is that we are not going to sacrifice the admission of students in-state, in other words, Arkansans, because we accept students out-of-state. No in-state student that qualifies for admission will be denied the opportunity to come to the university because of an out-of-state student. That's very important. So probably what we'll do first is that we'll change the guidelines for some of the scholarship support we have for out-of-state, because our first duty, our first obligation and responsibility are to the people of Arkansas.
Yesterday's enrollment figures are preliminary. Official numbers won't be available until after the 11th day snapshot, as required by the Arkansas Department of Higher Education. That information will be collected a week from today. The data will then be analyzed and reviewed for accuracy, and final numbers will be officially filed by mid-October.